Welcome to Why Do We Hang Out, episode 47.
You remember the episode, not
me.
I did, because where we learn what it's like to grow up as a young black man in a white town.
No, you learn what it's like to grow up as a not black black man.
As a mulatto man.
Yeah,
and what's going to be like when you're a black man with Trump in the future.
Yeah, scary.
You're going to be in the wall.
Yeah, God.
Justin's going to be building the wall. You're going to be in the wall.
Oh, I made myself sad with that Chinese joke.
That was messed up.
I'm not the one who built the Great Wall and put Chinese people in it.
You're going to be grilling a Hyperloop.
I'm down. I'll build the fuck out of a Hyperloop.
That's the scanner, buddy.
Yeah. We're learning about Legos.
Yes.
From
Legos
a child.
Legos is important, actually. It's part of life.
Who knows who Peter Venkman is?
Yeah.
I know that's your favorite. That's Superman.
He thinks Superman is his favorite.
We'll see. Batman's my favorite, Jackson.
Not everybody's right.
Yes, he does have batarangs.
Because we all know the best one's Green Lantern, for obvious reasons.
He does have a
What else did we talk about in this episode?
Dash politics, dash the real world. You learned a little physics.
We were way into world politics.
Yeah, we got way into world politics. Man. Friendship physics.
Friendship is red.
That's got to be a thing, a name of something. Friendship physics. I just like those words altogether as a
the
thing.
The physics of friendship.
No.
Friendship physics.
We have Frenchess.
No, I like friendship.
And the friendship.
Physics. Yeah, and the good friendship. Doot, doot.
Yep. Doot, doot. Yep.
Which the captain of the friendship isn't here right now.
No.
I think he's working, so we can't give him that much shit.
Yeah, he's functioning adulting.
Yeah.
Is he working? Because yesterday.
Probably.
When we were eating breakfast, he's like, I might be able to make it. And then.
He wasn't sure if he had to work or not.
I brought it up last night, and he's like, nope, not making it.
Yep.
Nope.
Either that or he's hanging out with a lady friend.
Trying to fix things.
No. He's got like.
Well, the reason he didn't want to come to Civil War with me because he wanted to fix things with Samantha. That's
yeah.
just what he said.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Because he's been busy and stuff, so he hasn't had time.
Yeah.
He fixed it then.
Isn't it Gozer?
Yeah. Gozer the Gozerian. Something like that.
Something.
Or is no Gozer's the bad guy, right?
They're all Gozer, bad guys.
Or is it the final bad, not the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. Gozer the Gozerian is the chick.
Yes.
Yeah.
Gozer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Zool is the name of Dana's possessed demon thingy.
Uh-huh.
And then the
Keymaster doesn't have a name.
It's just Keymaster. Rick Moranis.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think Rick Moranis could do movies now that his kids are all grown?
No.
He did. They did Honey, We Shrunk Ourselves. And it failed.
Oh
yeah,
it was straight to
but
VHS.
He quit because his wife died, and he wanted to take care of his kids.
Well, yeah. Oh, you mean like now? Oh, like as a real, like real Rick Moranis? It's not like because they shrank. I thought you meant like because they shrank.
No, like Rick Moranis.
Yeah, but what would he do?
Anything? He's Rick fucking Moranis.
What if he has a cameo in Ghostbusters?
That would make
see.
Me
yeah,
I would forgive all the stupid jokes that movie would make if he was in it.
That trailer is not funny. They are funny people. That's not a funny trailer.
That's not a funny trailer.
No.
They are all hilarious.
I'm still on the bright side of this trailer.
I am. But
I'm
the
glad
trailer
you are.
Is
I'm
not funny. Visually looks good, although we've seen better.
Yeah.
Well, see, I don't want the fucking all the ghosts look like blue, you know, plasma crap. Like, they
but
all
they,
look like that.
They
well,
kind of were when, like, Ron Jeremy was in it. And
yeah,
they were
and ghosts aren't real, so, I mean, you can be
yeah,
objective
but, I mean,
and kind of make it its own thing. If
you
anything.
Would understand, like, you know.
Like, why is Slimer a green ghost? What the fuck was Slimer when he was alive that made him look like that? Or was he is he just
a lawyer?
Constituted
ecoplasm?
Or a lawyer. Or was he like just constituted ecoplasm? Like that became sentient. Which then it means the ghosts aren't dead, they're their own species. And then that
And
means
we're trying to eradicate
yeah, we're trying
another
to eradicate
species from this
which
earth.
Which becomes a whole new story.
That's really dark.
Called Ghost Amistad.
Into your fucking microphone.
You know,
Chris.
You get like Ghost Amistad. You know?
Right.
Where their little pod thingies are actually their slave containers. And they're actually putting them in that giant thing, which is their Amistad ghost ship.
Why do we keep turning happy things into dark things like Captain
I don't know.
Planet?
They could use the Titanic. They could hold a lot of dead people in that.
And cars.
They could use them for slave labor, like gremlins and vehicles. Oh my god, the ghosts are slaves.
And Ghostbusters.
I want to see this universe where the ghosts are slaves to mankind. copyright us. This is going to be a thing, and I love this idea. We're going to make this a thing on some level. Oh, I'm going to let this idea mull around in my head.
And then we're going to give it to Manny Tremblay.
he's not going to make it.
He's going to be like, man, that's a good idea, yeah. And I don't have time to do it.
Yep.
Chris, go get your kid to bed.
Yeah.
All right. Game on.
Game on.
Game on.
Game on.
Sound fucking game on. Yeah.
No, but I really like the idea of like ghosts being used as slaves in a world where that's a thing. Like the Ghostbusters you find out are Ghostbusters, right? But they're not. They're really just like the East India Trading Company. and they're taking all of the dead. Like you die and they use you in machines. Like that becomes the alternative power source of parallel steampunk future. Is the ghosts of the dead. They go to cemeteries and shit to harvest people. And instead of resting in peace.
It is, and you should be very careful with that.
Can you put that on the table, please, Jack?
I so love them, you.
Thank you.
It is so cool.
You don't worry about when my kid, when he like runs in traffic and stuff, but when he picks up Legos that I put a bill, I have weird attachment issues. And I'm
yeah.
It's okay. Jack just takes everything apart. Game on.
Game on. Game on.
Jack, can you say game on into the microphone? No.
Oh, here. Hold on.
And then,
right into that.
Game on.
Good job, buddy.
And I'm like, that's cute.
Right?
But it's like, you're going to do it? Probably not. You want to do it later? Sure.
Yep.
Into your fucking mouth.
Right here?
Right there.
Yeah, like, right there. In your mouth.
Because if you're off here, it's not going to fucking hear you.
But
it hears you. It hears you, but it doesn't sound
as pretty. I know it's your
thing.
This is why I fucking bought these.
But it's way my thing. Like, having it here and having my boom Negro voice.
No, because I can't control your fucking boom Negro voice.
If it's
Are you saying you need to control me now?
Yes.
Oh, yeah?
It's the white man controlling the black man.
Another fucking day of oppression.
Boy.
No. Racism. Right now, that's even a scary thing to even joke about.
I know, because
our
overlord Donald Trump.
Like, holy shit. But, like, white people are really hardcore about that guy. Like, in a weird way. Not like white people, but like, you know.
White people. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Like, they're like on it, and it's scary.
Yeah.
And everyone else is like, no, probably not. And they're like, probably, yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
So, what do you guys, what are you going to do about that being all white and shit? Anybody going to fix that fucking problem?
Cry in the corner like everybody else.
Right?
And then when he gets elected and shit goes to hell, blame it on everybody else.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't vote, and I didn't vote for him. Do you see the problem?
How you like your hope and change now, boy?
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to put Obama's fucking name all over my truck.
How terrible would it be if it goes so bad with Trump? Like, it goes Simpsons, like, where they're like, the deficit's so terrible, you know?
Yeah.
And it's that bad that the America's just straight bankrupt. And they're like, you know the last time America was good? Obama. And then they just all sit there like, fuck.
They're not going to let that happen to them.
No, I wanted to get to a point to where they go, who was that guy before? Don't know. Like,
remember when Bush was president and shit was real good?
Who was after Bush? Oh, God. Nobody. Nope. You didn't have a president for 8 years?
That commie Obama who led Trump down this path. Yeah.
If he didn't do what he did, this wouldn't happen. Pretty sure it would have still.
Yeah, it wouldn't have happened if he didn't, like, be a black guy in the office. Yeah. Everybody's secret racism.
Right.
Or right up front racism.
Yeah, now they just don't give a fuck.
Yeah, wouldn't be.
It's like racism all over your face.
Electing this motherfucker.
God.
I don't know how he keeps winning states. I know how it is now. He's the only guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But leading up to
it's that whole superdelegate thing, which seems weird, though. You would think the people who don't.
No, I don't think the Republicans have superdelegates. It's just the Democrats.
See, that's a weird system
because
of complete and total flawdities.
They're they...
Because the Electoral College is dumb.
...run their own fucking elections. And then the main election, the big event, is run
it's
by
when
the...
It's when they do
yeah,
their
run
thing,
by
yeah.
the country and shit, yeah.
Wow, the one time you wish it was role reversal, I guess. Because if it were the people's decision on the Democrat side, it would be Bernie. And the Republicans would be like, Trump didn't... Nothing. And then they're going to just go robot. We just found a robot. We put him together with duct tape and hopes and dreams. And he's a puppet. He's a suck puppet who looks like a robot.
Not hope and dreams. That's Obama, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I've got way too many people I know and like as people, but hate things they like Donald Trump, that are voting for him.
See, this is where you and I differ as people. If you like Trump, I cannot as a person respect that other person at all. Like the moment they're like,
I don't
well,
respect
he makes
that decision.
Good points. And I'm like
yeah.
well, you're a stupid person. Because if you're willing to, you know what he's saying. It's not about being PC. It's not about, you know, a bathroom issue. Nothing fucking weird and stupid. It's none of those things. At the end of the day, he has no experience. He has more bankrupt businesses than anyone should be allowed to have, and probably really bad steak and wine.
We'll cover four, but that fifth one, it's all you. Yeah. Deal with it.
He's been, for someone who sits there and totes about being a good human being and like great with everybody, has outright just said, for all intents and purposes, women are shitty and bleed and he shouldn't trust them. He is like the Mr. Garrison of the real world. Mm-hmm. And instead of being like satire, it's real. And people are like, all of these ignorant backwards things he's saying, they're probably right, but they're not. It's not a question of that. It's like, well, he has a good political plan and we can all make positive choices under this. It's not like a Reagan thing where people agreed with him politically.
Yeah.
It's not. He has no politics. He just says stupid shit and stupid people go, those words I agree with, which kind of just shows that inside they're kind of shitty people.
No, seriously. Okay.
Like that,
sure.
At the end of the day, they're just okay with being shitty and they're happy that they can talk about and be open about being shitty. It's like people who are gay going, we're gay and we're proud. It's like, I'm an idiot. Yeah,
you
so
what?
Am I. Woo!
Yeah. I don't like Muslims either.
Yeah. And we should get rid of Agrabah. Probably bomb it. Like, that level of stupid.
I forgot about that.
Like, I
let's
can't.
Bomb
or
Agrabah.
Stuff like, people are like, is Hitler saying this? Or is Donald Trump? And then they're like, well, that was probably Hitler. They're like, no, that was Donald Trump. And they're like, oh, I'd still vote for him. But if they're like, Hitler said it. They're like, nope, that's different. Because Germany. Because he was Germany. Like, and it's not America. That's frightening.
I watched something today where the person was asking just random people on the street simple fucking questions about World War II. Like, who were the main participants in World War II?
Oh, and no one knows.
What were the two teams?
America.
The Axis.
And not America.
And the Allies.
And the Allies.
Yeah, America, not America.
America wasn't in it.
No, I'm going on the new Texas educational guidelines for history. There was America, and then there wasn't America. And then we made them go away for a while.
That's nothing new in Texas.
You see?
Yeah.
It's something they're used to. It made sense to me.
Right? But these were all... Who was the main... Who was the big baggie in fucking World War II?
How many? I need to watch. I saw the video. Like, I didn't watch it, but I saw it. I feel like if I would get mad.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get real mad.
Who's the German guy with the little mustache?
Stalin?
Close. Close, but he had a glorious mustache.
He did, right? He had, like, a fucking, like, that was like that, you know what he did? The whole, like, he could control the muscles and make it do the whole Karl Marx thing. And you're like, oh, he's a good dictator.
No.
Because I kind of feel like
you.
I feel like Trump would be that kind of Stalin. Like, knowing the system was broken, there's Karl Marx and Stalin, and Stalin's like, what this guy says. Because at first, that's what Trump was doing. He's like, right? Like, these things, like, kind of, like, in the background. But then, like, the change happens, and then he goes, oh, no, my boss died. How? I don't know. I drowned him. I mean, accident.
See,
he's like,
you
guess
know,
what?
Like,
dibs.
The little kinks and dictators, which may be the episode of this.
The kinks and dictators.
The little kinks and dictators.
Yeah.
There's Stalin, who's like, I don't know what happened to him. But knowing full well, he had that guy run that guy off a road with a car. And then that guy shot so he wouldn't talk.
Yeah, he's very much the guy that is the best kept secret is between three people and two of them are dead. That is his entire political philosophy.
Yeah. And then there's Kim Jong-un, who's like, I don't like my uncle. I'm going to have him torn to pieces by dogs, and we're going to tell the world.
Yeah. And then launch missiles wildly. Why? Because shut the fuck up. It's the best.
Because eventually one's going to hit America.
One's going to. Is their logic. If we fire 100, one hits, hey, that's a win.
1% is still a win.
God. And then you have all the crazy ones in Africa who, like, run, like, a 12-block radius.
Whatever happened to Joseph Kony? Like, did
he
we
does
win?
What he does? No, there's...
No.
White people got over it.
People just stopped fucking giving a shit about Joseph Kony.
No, like, they just literally, for a minute, white people were like, this guy could be a threat. And then they were like, how much? Well, kind of a big one. To who? Not white people.
Africa. Right.
And they're like, we kind of fucked that up a long time ago. We're going to just let it do its thing.
Oh, those children soldiers, they're already men now?
Yeah, like they're just going to let that go.
Fucking white people, man.
Well, no, like it really is like I have this, because I do audiobooks at work and everything. I have it's not even a brief history of the world. It's like a 15-hour book on the history of the world.
I fucking listened to that one.
That was funny, right? Yeah, not the brief history, but the one after it. The one that's kind of funny.
Oh, no, I listened to brief history.
The brief history, though. Yeah, y'all fuck shit up.
Which is still 15 fucking hours.
Yeah, y'all fuck shit up, for the record. Throughout history, it's like, everyone was cool. Then they killed each other. Then not-white people happened. And then they invaded everybody. And then white people were like, yeah! And then the white people were like, we're done with this war! And went after each other and then collapsed an entire empire because of it.
Hey, you know what?
That's literally what y'all did.
White
you were
people
so
shouldn't
testosterone
be.
Driven.
We should stop our white on white crime
and everything
move
would
down
be
to Africa.
Yeah, no, and they didn't. They go, they were stabbing each other. They go, wait, look at that place over there. Why? Because it is less stabby than us. Stab them! And then that's what they did.
There's dark people down there.
And then when
Satan!
And then when they gave them their country back. In quotes, mind you.
Country or continent?
Continent. Well, no, because the country is like all North Africa, where all the white people had, not counting like the whole nation of South Africa.
Well, yeah, they were the closest ones.
The Middle East part of Africa and the Mediterranean.
Like Morocco and shit.
Yeah, and they were like, so how are we going to divide this up? And they were like, can we just go home and just draw squiggly lines on a map?
Let's call this one
the
Ivory Coast, because that's white.
Yeah, and we're going to go squiggles. What are the squiggles? I don't know, Phil. Just shut the fuck up. I want to go home. My plane's going to leave in 15 minutes. Who fucking cares? What's that?
Back then, planes took 15 hours to get where they needed to go. So,
and then they're sitting there and they're doing, all right, so we got this nation here. And like, what are you going to do with the whole bottom part? You're missing part. Fuck, it's Kuwait. What do we put next to it? I don't know. We'll put Iraq. Why aren't you just letting it all be one thing and all the people who have these worldviews have their worldviews? Because shut the fire, Phil. Someone fire Phil right now. He started asking too many fucking questions.
Because the whole Middle East wants this one fucking town.
Yeah.
They all
want it.
They all
want
Jerusalem.
They want Israel. They want Israel and they want Kuwait. So what we're going to do is going to make them really tiny and not support them and just leave it the fuck alone.
We're going to give the white people that town.
Yeah. And they're going to, and it's conveniently, they're Christian. And they kind of back us, but not back us, but back us.
And Jews.
Which, you know, because it's pre-World War II, they're like, they're not, you know, the bane at that point. They were, but then they're not, and they kind of have a weird, not bad guy, bad guy.
We're
going
to be surprised when they want to push them into the sea.
Literally into the ocean. Yeah. And then they're like, okay, we good? We're good. And then all the people who live there go, this is not going to bang. Questions? None. No questions.
Now they're all banging the boob.
And yeah, this is the bang of the boob. And then all the white people are like, why are y'all so mad at each other, bro? Can't you just all get along? Like, I don't see the problem here. That's and then they all just go, and then they'll go, really? Really? And then they're going to stop and point. And that's the whole ISIS thing. They kind of stopped and were like,
George fucking Bush.
Yeah, they're going to go, that whole thing. And then they made us fight each other again. Let's not. And then they did ISIS. And then they're like, this thing's kind of scary, and it's growing, and it's getting big. Can we make it go away? Can we drop a nuke? No. God damn it.
Moab?
And then they don't, which is weird.
They don't drop a Moab?
I feel like if...
Not killing everybody in sight?
Well, it's something we're, like, the government's so good at. I mean, it's not precision drone strike, but hey, I mean, come on, you get to push a button a lot.
We did that in Japan.
Yeah, it only took two.
I know.
That's it. It took two, and they were like, maybe we shouldn't anymore. And you're like, maybe you shouldn't anymore. I just feel like if Trump's in charge, it's not going to be Moabs or Predator drones.
I've had a permanent sunburn for 75 years.
Yeah, I'm blind. God.
I'm just saying, people have a lot of power. All those people tend to be all the fucking problems, and they all just happen to not look like me.
We were upstairs. We were eating pizza. We were having a nice conversation about comic books.
Mm-hmm.
And then we come down here, and we get immediately into world politics.
But better world politics.
About why the world hates fucking white people.
Because it did a really good job at giving it a reason to hate them.
That's kind of true.
Except Canada.
Doesn't count.
Yeah.
Canada's like the best.
That's the part that people hate, see? You see how he said it? He didn't go, they're French. Like, you know, they're good. They're a bastion of enlightenment and art. He's like, French. Right there, that was the not French white in him having a problem, which is valid because they're French.
Yeah.
You know, like Canada's great. Then there's like Quebec, and then you're like,
I love that part of like dirty. Where Quebec just wants to secede.
Let it.
And you're like, you guys are the Texas of Canada, huh?
Yeah, but they're French, and you're confused by it. And you're like, are you just supposed to lose everything? Which you know they did, so I'm good at something.
At a certain point, they were kicking ass for a. Long time.
Yeah, but
also
lost.
They're half the reason for slaves and African slaves.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
And they owned a lot of the islands in the Caribbean where
slavery them and the Dutch kind of hung out and high-fived a lot. They were like, you know who's making money?
Mostly the French and the English. I don't know what England gets off being fucking.
No, the reason why England could sit there and point the finger at everybody else
and be hoity-toity about everything
is because they were the first major nation at the time to go, the slave trade's bad, and we're going to stop. So they stopped their slave trade. Now, this is where it gets kind of fucked up.
They stopped their state-sponsored slave trade. There were still private slave industries.
But they outlawed it in England. But they didn't outlaw it, like, because that's wrong. They outlawed it because a certain group of people were like, we want our freedom, and we're going to do something about it. And so all of that territory that was now lost, they had no real reason for slaves, and they didn't need them in England because they didn't want the people to, not sound really shitty, but lose their jobs. So they were like, let's take the quote-unquote moral high ground. And it wasn't. It was purely that there was no benefit for them in the process. So they were like, wait, we can spin this, though. Morally, it's wrong to have slaves when it just came down to finances. It was just not practical for them to fund because they didn't have the colonies anymore.
Let the Americans be.
No, that's literally what it
dirty
was.
Dirty fucking traitors.
And then what they would do is they would take out the slave ships, right? And then loot the slave ships. Government funded. They weren't pirates. They were
liberators.
They were. They would go, we are liberating the slaves. They would send them back to Africa. They would go, here you go. But they would literally drop them off of the beach and go, good luck.
Sink the boat.
No, oh no, they sent more back than that accidents happened, you know, like, we shot it too much, but they would send them back, but then they would keep everything of value on the boat.
Can you pull that just a little closer right there?
Yeah,
right there, right just there, right up in there, just some cockles.
Yeah,
that's just the whole fucking
right
shaft.
There,
yeah, but they,
I'm gonna go now, you guys know.
But no, so they, but,
we don't need you
but they
now.
Would keep all of the loot, and then they would sell the boats back to the nations that they liberated them from. So basically, like, let's say you're a Dutch trader, you have slaves, right?
Yeah.
And your boat gets taken by the English. They go, hey, you want your boat back? Yeah. And then they get their boat and they have to pay for it. It was extortion.
It was impounded.
Yeah. And they would impound it because they did something wrong, but only by English law.
Yeah.
That's how they looked at it. Like, well, by our law, you did something wrong. So do you want your boat back? Well, fuck yeah, we want our boat back. Can we have the slaves? No. Nope. We put them back.
Can't have it.
You got the boat, though. $20 is literally their logic. And
return
yet,
the stolen property to its rightful owner, Africa.
Africa. And then they're like, but if you want your boat back, it would be like if you have a car, it's full of your friends, or, you go.
And they drop
we'll
your friends
dark.
Off
no,
at their mom's
no,
house.
We'll be dark. You go to Home Depot.
Oh, we'll be dark talking
dark
about slavery?
Yeah, we're going to get real dark. You go to Home Depot, you pick up a couple day laborers. You get pulled over for picking up the day laborers. No, this is exactly what it is. You're on your way home with your day laborers, right? Cop pulls you over, takes them back to Home Depot. because it's not their home. It's just in the broad general
area.
It's
their depot.
Yeah. Drops them back off. Keeps your truck. Impounds it and says if you want it, $20.
Actually, that kind of sounds like what would happen now.
See? But the cops are doing it on a moral high ground.
And
because
keeping
they're,
the money.
See? See? Now you see, you see where
you
the
see?
World has an issue with a certain group of people.
Uh-huh.
With, that's their roundabout logic of, no, it's okay, we're white, is the logic. And it's so weird. Because I'm like, that's a bad philosophy. Because, I mean, Donald Trump's using it. I mean, a lot of people agree with him.
It's
all
okay.
White.
He's
but,
fine. You know, yeah.
Unless you count eating a taco bowl, which is about as, you know, Mexican as Taco Bell. But, you know, whatever.
From the best Mexican chefs I have in my Trump Tower.
It's the best.
I'm waiting for him to go and get some ribs and some chicken wings and some fucking watermelon and go, I like chicken too. Ooh-wee. You know,
no,
I can't wait for that day.
That's never going to happen.
We're past February.
Mm. It ain't February anymore. Yeah, Black History Month is gone.
Let's give you the shortest fucking month of the year.
Yep. Shortest month, and you're like, or can't we just make it part of history?
No. Yeah, it's like the...
Like, I always, I remember asking our history teacher.
No, the European history teacher.
Well, I would ask Mrs. Reek, and I'm like, why is AP history European history? I was like, isn't there like a whole world where you would think if you're taking an advanced placement class involving history,
mm-hmm.
it would not just involve a subcontinent? And she did the whole, like, how do you address this question? Because that's not asked a lot, and I'm white. She was like...
But she was really cool.
She was great. No, she was, because like, she's 100% real, and I loved her for it. She's like...
I had, like, so many notebooks full of her notes, because she wrote everything down that she said,
and
it made perfect sense for me.
Right.
Like,
100%.
Like,
yeah. No, but I loved asking her questions that I was uncomfortable answering, but she would give me a real answer. And she's... Because people who make these decisions don't look at it that way. She's like,
fuck, that's
no.
great.
She's,
that's a great
but, and she's being real, and I'm like, you know what? I'll take it because she's not lying. She's not like, well, it's about the kind of politics of what we think matters. What she's like, no, there's just some, there's just shitty people.
Yeah.
In the most like respectful way she can say.
Yeah, that she can do it as a teacher to a student.
Yeah,
you know, where she's not in trouble, no liability. And I'm like, all right, I'll take it.
I wonder if she's still
one fucking black kid in this school, and he comes up to me,
yeah. And he goes. Question. Yeah. No, her and I would have a lot of conversations about stuff like that. Like, I hate the idea that they don't count India as a continent, but because like it's a subcontinent and it's literally all just bullshit rules.
Yeah.
But if you base it on tectonic plates, India counts as a continent because then they're like, "Well, it's
laugh up there." Okay.
That's all they do. It's just laughs.
Yeah.
Sometimes there's
Kale finally caved and decided there's olives on pizza, so he's down with that. So now they're up there sitting eating pizza.
Well, you're talking about farts and that.
Yeah,
well,
yeah,
there's that too.
Or they're
that
making a
hole?
Fucking mess.
Yeah.
Or that.
But no, I was. But I had asked her like, why are certain places like, why is it considered a continent? Like Eurasia should be the continent. It should be Europe and Asia. Should just be called Eurasia. It is.
You
the
read
Eurasian
1984.
Continent.
It is a continent.
Yeah, it is. And then there's Pacifica, which is it's all on a tectonic plate. And counts as a continent. The one thing Orwell had right was the amount of continents based on tectonic plates. And then they're like, other than everything else that he was completely and 100% right on. But the
pigs
positive...
love whiskey. They send horses to the glue factory.
Yeah. But, and they Big Brother's always watching and is always right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, same thing.
You have your minute of hate every day.
Yeah, which is real. It's called Facebook.
Or work.
Yeah, or work. You just rant the whole time. But... I asked her, I was like, why is it not just called Eurasia? That's what you can't say a mountain range divide you as a continent because America would have three continents. Like, that's a stupid argument.
Yeah. So we got the Cascades and the Rockies and the Adirondacks.
Yeah. And then they're like, but it's one. And you were like, so that's not how things work. And they're like, shut up is the logic. You know, they basically tell you to just shut up.
Shut up. I
it.
Win.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
And like, there's seven continents. We're going to keep them that way. And you're like, but that's one continent. It's the Eurasian continent.
But one
it's
of them's
one
ice
landmass.
With a little land under it.
Yeah, and then they're like, yeah, but mountains. But what about America and everybody else? The Andes and, you know, South America? Like, wouldn't that make it? To... Like, no. Like, that's not how that works, though. It is.
It is.
Yeah. I didn't make the fucking rules, Christopher.
Yeah, I just went to school for 15 years, and you're telling me the shit that I know is wrong. Because it is. Because, like, I feel like when I'm teaching, I'm going to feel it's going to be real bad. Like, it's good I'm not doing the history, because I'm going to be like, white man wants me to teach you this. Real world is
You're
going to
be the black guy, the dashiki, the fro, fucking yep. picking it. Like, fucking Sinbad in, what was it? It wasn't How High. It was a High School High.
High School High.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, no, it was Good Burger.
Good Burger.
Yeah. He was.
I will take that mantle. I would love that position. God,
and
he's so fucking great.
And Keenan Ivory Wayans fucking hits your car, and you make him get a
Keenan
summer.
Keenan Ivory Wayans? It's
or not Keenan Ivory Wayans, but
Keenan.
Keenan
from Keenan Count Thompson.
Keenan Thompson.
Thompson. Yeah. I had to think about that.
I don't know why I said Keenan Ivory Wayans.
Yeah.
He's like the famous Keenan, and you're like, all right, go.
Totally off topic. I really, really wish that they would put all of In Living Color and Mad TV on Netflix.
Right.
I know it's way off topic, but it's black people, so it counts.
No. In Living Color is way better than fucking Mad TV, for one.
Yeah, that's true.
And
Fire Marshal Bill, man.
Oh my God. I just love Mad TV and In Living Color as shows. And
Fly Girls.
And they're just so much fun.
And they have that weird balcony on their set for whatever
reason.
Which
would seem really odd. And they'd have the DJ, which would always be the one Wayans.
Marlon. Yeah, yeah.
Wayans. The not funny one.
Every time they're on a podcast, they are the weirdest group of cats. Like
the only funny one is Damon and Keenan, because he's the older one.
It sits in front of your face where you don't have
right
to come to it.
Here.
You can bring it to your fucking face.
Yeah, but it's weird. It's new. It's different.
I know. It's
I don't
new,
like
it's
change.
Different.
Scares me.
That's why I Trump things.
Yeah, right? I want to keep it the way they're supposed to be. And I'm confused by change.
Put the blacks over here. The Muslims back in Canada.
Oh, fucking sweet. So, you know how we were talking about curry upstairs? This wasn't on the podcast.
Is she going to fucking bring it?
So Lynn just hit me up again, and she's like, oh my God, she made it. You can't hear her voice, but we can hear her voice in this, so I'm going to do this just in my voice. But
it's like Ferger, half a step down.
Okay. All caps. So, Lynn.
Lynn.
OMG, she made it Thursday. Lynn laugh. Insert here. OMG again. Because it's Lynn.
Okay.
That's so fucking funny. Lynn, loud, laugh.
Yeah.
I've been craving it again. Next time she makes it, you can come and pick it up. She just had a conversation with me as one person. That's Lynn.
Oh.
That was all sent, like, as one, instead of a text message.
Yeah.
Like, five separate text messages. Just
are there, like, spaces between, like, she, like, press entered and then, like, another.
Yeah, no, yeah. And she just sits there, boom, 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 boom.
What the
when
fuck?
We would go out. In the rare occasion, even he would go, and then she would go, and we'd all go out and, like, drink and hang out.
The last time I saw her was at Starkey's wedding.
Yeah.
And she was hammered.
Wow, that's so strange.
Yeah, I know.
That's not her. But we
but
would,
it was the reset. We had just gotten there, and she was already gone.
If we,
oh, yeah.
When we hang out, like, as people, and Lynn's there,
yeah.
And you're a friend on Facebook, you will literally be there 5 minutes. And your phone will go, and you'll look at it, goes, Lynn has tagged you and 13 other people. And you're like,
she would do that.
I've watched your hands this whole time. You bought a beer. She goes, yeah, I just sent it. How do you?
She would do that at work.
Oh, yeah. She'd be,
like, come visit us, Joe.
Yeah. Her and the fucking cell phone literally are like a fucking symbiotic relationship.
Yeah.
And there's no hate.
Cyborg,
it's just
dude.
Scary.
It's a girl it's, cyborg.
She's just scary good.
Right. She just like kind of melds into my face whenever I see her. And just becomes part of me. And
yeah,
she's like, hi, you. Kathy.
She
like, oh, hi, Lynn.
Screams, oh, my God.
And then
it's
there.
Literally is like, on you. And you're like, how did you do that?
Where did you come from?
Like, the fastest flash. But then you have Lynn. Like, there's Speed Force.
Yeah.
And then there's Lynn. And Lynn can literally move at the speed of, like, information itself. Like, on a subatomic level.
Okay.
Like, when... If you do the whole quark thing and the atoms where they can get one to move, and then on the other nation, if they have the matching pair of subatomic particles, I don't know if you know that they did this, it's a crazy experiment, but so they used two particle colliders, and they'd have it make like a subatomic particle, right?
Okay.
Then they would take said subatomic particle, send it to two ends of like a city, a state, a continent. Whatever,
right.
And they can make it move. Like, the small electrical impulses will make it go different directions. Simultaneously, its partner particle moves in the same way, but the reverse.
So like the Corsican brothers.
Yeah. So you'll get like just let's say just a like a gluon. It's a type of quark that holds particles together.
Yeah.
You make it go counterclockwise. The other one's going to go clockwise.
Whoa.
But on the other side of a continent at the same time. That's Lynn speed in terms of physical relation to the universe. That's her and her in technology. She literally has like can talk to tech.
Did you just use subatomic physics to
describe
Lynn?
Yeah.
Yes. The Lynn force? Yes.
Yeah.
If you put in the Large Hadron Collider, she would make it around if Kathy were on the other end of said circle faster than the Flash going around to travel through time.
That's legit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She would literally see the rise and fall of entire epochs and go, "Hi, Kathy, I haven't seen you in forever."
Yeah.
She would travel forward and backwards through time.
So she's like the bubble personality of like Bubbles from like Powerpuff Girls?
Pretty
or
much.
Is it like...
Yeah, but add booze.
Add booze and pink lipstick.
Well, not right now.
But no, because she's pregnant now.
She's pregnant now.
Yeah. But prior, that's a great way to describe her. She would be Bubbles, but she could flip on a dime. She'd go Butters to, Buttercup. She'd go Bubbles to Buttercup.
Snap. Boom.
She's never been mad at me.
Nope. But remember, weren't you there for the Christmas party when Rob wouldn't shut up? She was trying to take a group picture of everybody.
We weren't there because that's when the dudes were born.
Oh, yeah. We were doing a Christmas party at an old coworker's
house.
Yeah. And we're all having a great time. But then Lynn's getting mad because she's trying to get a picture of everybody and everyone's talking and having their conversations. And Lynn gets a certain level of drunk.
Uh-oh.
And normally you can go, "Hey, you're getting drunk. Let's, you know, dial it back a little. Let's go outside.
Take a breather."
You just gotta ride out. You literally, it is like a tsunami that you just have to ride. You have to ride. You gotta go. You like the perfect storm where they go, you gotta break the wave. You gotta try to get over, break through it. That is Lynn mad drunk. And that is not exaggerating. And so she's so mad, she's got herself all heated and starts screaming at everyone. So everyone just stops.
And that high pitched voice and shit?
Yeah. And you let her get it out and she gets it all out.
Okay.
And then Rob goes, "I just don't know. I don't see what your problem is, Lynn."
That's not nice.
Literally, it's like the earthquake happened, the tsunami has occurred, and then Rob just goes, it's the wave going back, right? And it's gone. And like, "We're good." And then the plates shift back to where they were. That was Rob going, and shifting the wave. So all that water went back out and came right back in. But just on him, and we were like, "Damn." And he was like, I'm sorry. And she's like, "Fuck yeah." And just... Yeah. Remember the one that happened like right after Christmas over in the part where there's not a lot of white people, but they saw it on Twitter and the internet? That.
All right.
Only just to Rob.
He's becoming the villain of our podcast.
He's quite the villain now.
Well, yeah, we had our discussion about him yesterday, and I don't want to talk about it right now.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, discussion.
Not you, Rob. Other Rob.
I know,
other
but Rob. I still want to hear it because I know who Rob is.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he was our fucking Star Wars villain.
Yeah.
He was Kylo Ren's evil fucking twin brother.
Remind us in like 30 fucking minutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because Rob's in some shit.
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, that's all we're going to leave on that.
No, we're going to leave it there.
No, we're going to leave that there.
Yep.
Like diarrhea shit or like, you know, plump shit?
Jail shit if he doesn't clean his shit up.
All right, we're done with that topic.
See how real that got? That got real. That was like MTV's Real World when the cops show up and you see, "Next time on The Real World, the cops are there," and you're like, "Wait, hold up, like some real shit went down?" And then you only watch that next episode because you watch it and then they lay the cop out and you're like, "Oh, God, I'm watching the shit out of that." I only watched like one season of The Real World.
You watched Walter White fucking kill a cop and you're like,
"I have never seen a single episode of Breaking Bad."
You really should.
You should.
Dude,
you had the time.
I haven't seen
like
any
one
of that.
Of the best TV shows
Sons of Anarchy or Game of Thrones.
I don't like Sons of Anarchy.
I love Sons of Anarchy.
I just can't get it. It's hard for me to get into dramas that.
Yeah. Like motorcycle gangs, though? Like,
oh, yeah. Yeah. Like every other African American male, they can totally have a correlation.
I'm not going to put you in a stereotypical type
but
of
I'm way,
way
about
but,
to.
I mean,
because there's like five black bikers in the history of ever. Biker gangs are like hockey. You guys, you white people have like two things
color.
In the world.
I don't see people's color.
You don't, but you know how many biker gangs that are black?
You can stop now because this doesn't work.
There's one.
Yeah.
one. There's maybe one. There's you that movie Biker Boys with Lawrence Fishburne. And then it was really, really, really bad. Really bad.
It was really bad. Sons Anarchy. Redneck black guy in Florida. He's my uncle's neighbor.
It doesn't count because it's Florida.
Yes, Chris. First of all, I hated every single black person in high school except for you because, one, you were into comics and you were super nice. How does that make you towards the black people community?
Well, you didn't like Chris Horn.
See, there's
like
people cool. like you well, because, that go because, away from that.
Well, no, because
the doc.
Shit.
Well, no,
you didn't like the doc?
Yeah. Andrew Campbell?
I didn't. Well,
I mean, yeah, he hung out with just the skater guys and kind of did his own thing. There's nothing wrong with that, but like, that's all
he
really did.
He wasn't a dick, but he wasn't nice.
He wasn't, like, actively like, hey, how are you doing?
Exactly.
Yeah. No, one, I think the weird issue, like, because when I was growing up in eighth grade, we had, I don't remember what they called it, but essentially they took all the black kids when we were all in
Yeah, you were in that class.
They put us in, it would happen, like, three times a month.
With, like, Aisha and Brandy
and they would take all the black kids.
And...
And we would sit in a room with a couple of...
With the black teacher.
Yeah. And then a dude, Percy Watkins? Big black... Like, the most cliche big black mentor you'll ever see in your life.
Fuck yeah.
And he was awesome, but he really... He
I
was
remember
just,
Percy Watkins.
Black,
that dude
he
was
like,
cool.
I'm the big black mentor. And he really was. Yeah. He was a great guy. But we'd all sit around.
He's there to keep you off the streets.
Yeah. No, but this right here describes my personal relationship with everybody that looks like me. I'm the black one, for those who don't know. When we're sitting in the circle, like the first day.
Fucking episodes now.
If they don't know, then they got problems. So we're all sitting in a circle. There's like 15, right? Like we're like 10, 15 of us.
Yeah.
Right? In this room. Yeah. But it's essentially from 7th and 8th grade, all of the ones that go to Glover, essentially. If you are black, you're in this room.
Yeah.
So we're all hanging out. And Percy's going through and asking everybody their name. He's like, you know, tell me your name, your favorite color, your favorite style of music. What do you do for fun? Just basic stuff.
Yeah.
And it's going around.
Build a community.
Everybody. Yeah. Right. So we like, oh, we like similar things. Correlations. Right. Enough, I swear to fucking science.
I bet you were the one that only like rock music.
It straight up goes, everybody goes, name, red or blue. Hip hop R&B.
Red or blue?
Red or blue
serious?
For their favorite color. And hip hop R&B.
I like
and
fuchsia.
Kick it with my friends, maybe some basketball. Every single one of them.
Oh, man.
And they're all like, they'd be like, I like red, I like blue, I like red, I like blue, I like red.
And then they all start fighting each other.
And then it comes all the way around, and then there's Charles Tooley, Andrew Campbell, and myself.
I miss Charles.
Charles is like, he's like, I don't really have a favorite color, and I don't know, I hang out with my friends. And that's all he says. Andrew Campbell, he's like, Andrew Campbell, I don't remember his favorite color. He's like,
I like to skateboard.
No, yeah, and he goes, I like music, and I skateboard. That's all I really like doing, just music and skateboard. And that was it. And they get to me, and they're like, and I was like, I'm Chris Sales, my favorite color is green, and I like heavy metal, like Rob Zombie, and... I was like, I'm kind of big into this, that, like Rob Zombie, Metallica, Korn, stuff like that.
Perfect.
And Kazar goes, are you even black? That is my
Sean Kazar?
I know, right? Oh, yeah. That is my experience.
I'm sorry. He's a fucking dude.
No, you literally see it.
Nah,
like,
he's cool now. He's like way dad now. Every time
he's got,
I see him.
What, four kids?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He adulted. Yeah. He adulted real
he,
hard.
So
he had
he
to adult,
every
like,
time I
see
him. I've seen him like three times in the past year. And
we've seen him at the fair too.
Breaks my fucking hand with his handshake.
He still doesn't make the best adult choices, but he is certainly, from the path he was on,
he's grown the fuck up.
Yeah,
yeah.
A lot. Wow. Yeah, like you're like, that's not, if he saw him the younger, he would beat the shit out of himself.
Yeah.
Like, it's that level of like, you've been dumb. But that shows that dichotomy. Like, Tooley and Campbell were like just enough to where they could still go. And I just was like, no. And everyone starts
laughing.
Are you
even black?
No, and Percy goes,
that's kind of funny.
Yeah, no.
Really
And Percy goes, no. And then Percy goes, and it was the moment they all had to have self realization. He goes, now, what makes you black? He's like, is it that you like, that you have to like hip-hop, that you have to watch BET, that you like red or blue? Are these the things that you identify as black? Is that what you feel the culture has become?
Yeah.
Silence. Just silence. And I just sat there, and I'm just like, this is literally every day of my life. This is how I feel. I
the white people like, get on me because
there's an episode of Family Guy where they do the Griffin family history, and Peter's black.
Yeah, at this point. He's got his black ancestors.
Yeah, and yeah. Stewie makes the comment after they have their kids and stuff, and they have Meg and Chris and Stewie, and they're like, you know, they're half black because Lois is still white, and she's Lois. She's like Lois Peter Schmidt. Bush Cheney.
Yeah.
Like, it's all the, just, it's making the joke. Yeah. But worst Stewie makes people. This great comment that is still to this day, like, I remember seeing it the first time, and anytime I see the episode now, has resonated with my entire life on an ironic level. He goes, you know the best part about being mulatto? You're liked by both sides.
Yeah.
Absolutely not true. and he's saying it ironically because it is worse. People sit there and go, it's hard to be black. It's hard to be white.
It's fuck way not sides. Hard to be white, dude.
It is hard to not be either of them and then be them because
to be
you
black
are,
but not the stereotype.
You are never black enough for the community that should embrace difference. And you're never white enough because, well,
white people are white people.
Yeah, white people are white people. Yeah. And no, and like legit. Even as you said, you didn't say it the way in a negative way, but you're like, you're one of the good ones. Yeah. That is what it has always been. With white people, they're like, I'm not a big fan of black people, but you're one of the good ones. Where with black people, it's like, man, you ain't black enough. You don't you don't get the culture. You don't get it. Yeah. That has been my entire life.
That's really. I'm sorry, man.
It has always been that I am in the middle.
How long did that take you to get to terms with that? Like saying like
on a personal level, like to get comfortable with like who the fuck I was.
Yeah.
Let's
get inside, Chris.
I was like 18.
Really?
It took that
long?
Yeah,
wow.
Because it was difficult through high school. Where
anything's
like,
fucking difficult through high school. Because high school was a pain in the ass.
It was like, I got a, like, Drell was in band, and I knew Kathy just through the years of knowing Kathy.
Yeah.
And then, like, I knew you. We had classes together.
Yeah.
And
we took
Ritalin
together.
Yeah, we took a lot of Ritalin together. I knew Justin was my path at the time. To the stereotype of insert everybody who's not white, then all the white kids
but
who wanted
like,
to be cool
I don't
kids.
See Justin, like
Justin was
that...
not a good kid.
No.
Nope.
No.
Well,
no.
Okay. So I
no,
could
Justin's
see...
good now.
Now.
Yeah.
The stories that we've all shared,
yeah,
those are the nice, okay to tell stories.
That's fair.
He has done things and been around people where because of me as a positive influence and like Jarrell, we steered him. Off of that,
yeah,
he would just
so
was
he like that, like the stereotype white kid that loved rap and fucking did
nope,
so
no.
many drugs?
Justin
like,
just kind of went. Had... Justin did Justin, and that happened to just be around people who we all grew up with down on the west side by Cannon Park, and he just hung out with those people and would just. He wasn't that he was a follower, and it wasn't that he was a leader, but
just what
was,
he liked to do.
He just did what he did, and it happened to be with people who
were
did
doing
bad things.
Bad things.
Yeah.
Until we got him more into his video games and hanging out with us and kind of like it took years. It was like a big boat trying to steer it and just keep him away. And then when we moved way up north, when him and I had our place, that was like that was getting away from those people in that environment. That was a complete detachment from it. And he basically would see on Facebook, like, or even at the high school reunion, you know, they're in their 30s now. And all they do is hang out, smoke weed, and blame everything on everybody else instead of being a functioning adult.
Yeah.
You know, it's literally that.
Wow.
And
he still kind of does that in a way, a little bit.
Well, yeah, but he always just puts it on us like it's somehow our fault as individuals, not.
And I can take that blame.
I think I can respect that more than the other option.
Yeah, like the path he would have gone down is terrible. Yeah. But.
That's a good way of looking at it.
But with, like, those people in my life, I knew people from different groups. Like, Campbell was a skater.
Yeah.
And you were with the metal, you and, like, Garcia, like, metal gothy kids.
Yeah, I was
and Drell was a band geek for all intents and purposes.
I'm so emo depressed.
Yeah, right. I got feels about things.
I got these really cool pants with the jeans. Yep. I'm like, I'm a fucking ninja, but I'm terrible because I make so much goddamn noise. Yeah.
It's like, I'm so uniquely different like everybody else who shops at Hot Topic. Yeah, new.
Right?
Yeah. Seriously. But I can't even hate, though, because I had my... outfits. I had my Gina the Homicidal Maniac t-shirts, but I also had my black people button-ups.
Right.
And so, like, that's literally where my social issue was, like, my personal bridge was.
I still have
I
my
couldn't...
two Johnny the Homicidal Maniac. I have fucking what's his name?
Happy Noodle Boy?
Yes. And Johnny's t-shirts.
I had them, but
outside.
I used them at the old Spaghetti Factory for work shirts that they got to the point that they didn't they couldn't have made it through shit.
I don't know if you can find those anymore.
Probably not. They probably, if the unworn, they're probably worth a lot of money.
Yeah.
But
my Joe's shirts are all full of grease.
Yeah, all the front of them still full of grease.
All the way up. Yeah. Like, yeah. God.
Don't miss it, but don't at all.
Way don't
but,
know.
It's
you.
Very. So it was growing up. It was very difficult to find like a personal niche because I like.
Yeah.
I liked hanging out with Jarrell. Purely, I don't give a fuck. He was a band. He was my friend.
Yeah.
And I liked hanging out with you guys.
We talked about nerd shit.
Yeah. And we get high. That's literally what he got high and talked about being high. And then we'd have, we had classes together. And Kathy was just like, "Hi, we are friends, and we are friends." It was it was like that. And then I hung out with
friends, we are friends.
And then
we
I hung out with like Justin friends. And Ricky and all those guys and we did our shit. We were like C grade criminal level. Like there's the people who did stupid shit. We were C grade criminal elements.
Yeah.
You know, we would egg a lot of things and get high all the time, but we were not we were smoking weed. We weren't doing meth and coke and you know,
and now
shooting people in
Ricky's
shit.
Way into Jesus.
Yeah. You know, we didn't follow
fucking adults.
Yeah. And so for me, it took, and honestly, I could remember where I was comfortable being me was my 18th birthday when my dad got me Red Sun, Volume 1, and Superman the Dark Side, where he, a boom tube opens up and he ends up going to Apocalypse instead of Earth, and he becomes the whole, like, I'm a douchebag, and then comes to Earth, and then Lois Lane helps him, and he's like, maybe this is a bad idea, and then he goes, good. It was when I was like, this right here correlates as to who I am. I loved comics as a kid, but you think it's hard being a comic book fan growing up? Be black and like to read. I used to bring Animorph books to school because I would read my Animorph books, right?
Yeah.
And people would be like, you read, but you're black. Like, that's what I got from people. That's
that
what I was
really
just like that, though. It would be like,
Animorphs was the shit.
So fucking good. But it would be like, Jarrell plays, if he was playing the bass, right? They're like, why are you playing bass? You're white.
That's fair.
Like, but it's that kind of an argument, though. Or you play bass, and they're like, you're a white bassist? And you're like, have you not Metallica?
You know,
like, really? Like,
you know, Spokane's like, mostly white. We got to find bass players somewhere.
Yeah. So we got to play bass. And all the black people live on the east side. So, you know, ain't happening. Yeah. You know? Like, it's that's being real. Like, that's just, that's what it was like. So
I don't want to go into Hilliard anymore than you do.
Not at all. And so I wasn't allowed socially. The way I perceived it is I wasn't allowed to like comics or to read or like science, any of those things. It wasn't until I got those comics and like the tail end of high school where I was like, I don't really fucking care.
I don't give a shit.
Like, I'm amazing. Not going to see most of these people once this is done.
Yep.
This is, again, prior to Facebook. We had MySpace. It was kind of like, it was just
MySpace
fleshing
was
out.
Just
it was more
getting
like just stalker
after high school.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was like just coming into its own. But as we're like, oh, we haven't seen each other since high school, MySpace. And then Facebook happened, you know, through that. So I'm just like, I'm not going to fucking see these people. I'm going to like what I like and do what I want to do. And it, but it really took that long because I wasn't white enough to like white people things.
Yeah.
And I wasn't black enough because I wasn't hood enough. And it really took comics to be like, I can like whatever the fuck I want to like. And it wasn't until after that that I fell down a rabbit hole of Wikipedia because I was like, I want to learn more about these comic caricatures.
Yeah.
Beep, boop, boop, beep. And did that. And
just
then
like
I,
that.
And then
just
I learned a lot about sharks randomly.
Sharks?
Yeah, because I went,
before
I looked at
Shark Week.
No, because when I was growing up with my dad, when we lived in Iowa Heights, every year they did Shark Week was like, for us, we were literally hipster about it. We were into Shark Week before it was cool.
Wait, so you were hipster before hipster was cool?
Before it was even hipster.
That's fucking
this
tight.
Is fourth grade going,
that's pretty
fucking mad. Shark Week. And we would make, my dad made sure that doing hazmat, working 12-hour days, but Shark Week in August? Zero fucks. He would be like, I'm doing all the late shifts and I'm coming home early and we're going to watch fucking Shark Week and we're going to fucking love it. And he would come home and like, all that was our week was Shark Week. And so I'm on Wikipedia, obviously years later, and I'm like, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop on the Wikipedia. And I look up King Shark. Like, I remember the path. I'm looking up King Shark and my brain being what it is goes, I wonder how hammerheads do anything with their head. Why is their head designed the way it is?
So you went
so from
like
King Shark as a comic book.
Science,
so
kinda.
I look up hammerhead sharks, and I fall down the infinite glory that is the Wikipedia, and I started embracing more of me. And it actually took the older people who worked at the SPAG, like Rachel and Bridget and
Eric.
And Eric
Steve.
And yeah, like it took
and these, Adrian.
It took these people who were in their early, mid, and late 20s for me at 16, 17, and 18, you know, respectively during the time I was there, to be like, I like these things about myself and I can like these things.
Is Rachel older than us?
Yeah, she's like 33.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's not much older. But she, it was like people like her, like these people liked me and I was going to like their parties. So all the high school kids in their parties, ooh, I'm going to like straight, everyone's in their 20s getting plastered. Yeah. And I'm like 18 getting drinking with the best of them. And then I come to school, they're like, why aren't you at the party this week? Why don't you do all these things? I'm like, I'm good.
I know people.
I don't need to go to the high school parties. I nearly killed my friend with a bottle rocket. Fucking care, you know? Like, who gives a shit?
I was at that party.
Yeah. It's like the things that we did were I was that much older, but they didn't care that I liked these things. They were
I
like,
don't need your Boone's Farm.
Or no, yeah. You know what? Like, we got good beer. We got good booze. You know, it was fun shit.
Yeah.
And it was like they're like, you like science? That's cool. You like comics? That's great. I didn't give a fuck. Yeah. And it took like this older,
they were being fucking
more
adults,
mature
yeah.
crowd who liked me for me as the things I liked. So it kind of was like I don't really need that shit.
Right.
And then I learned a lot about sharks. So much.
Fuck, why not?
Wikipedia
right?
became a rabbit hole. Like I got home, people were like going out and partying. I'd go home and have a fifth of Captain's there when they were doing the Parrot Bay.
Yeah.
Flavored white rums.
Yeah.
I would sit there and drink a fifth of that while just falling down to the rabbit hole of Wikipedia.
You were fucking Jack Sparrow before
just,
Jack Sparrow
was
even there, man.
I was sitting there just drinking it from the bottle and had my mini fridge and had a microwave and I'd cook Hot Pockets and I would just sit there. I'm not
Side
fucking
note.
Playing video games. I'm just Wikipedia for
when
hours.
When we played the Grail, yeah. they would do that Parrot Bay. They had Parrot Bay specials all the time.
Yeah.
Because whoever their salesman was selling them Parrot Bay.
Yep, because it was a big thing for like
so
30
I
seconds.
Drank,
you could get a fifth for like $12.
I drank so much fucking Parrot Bay on the house at the Grail because it's like, put my drums away. I'm going to drink some Parrot Bay.
And you could just drink it straight up. That
they,
was the best part.
They made all sorts of weird fucking cocktails.
Yeah,
dude,
I just
coconut,
did straight up.
Pineapple.
I just no, and you mix coconut and pineapple. Fuck
so
yeah,
good. So
See?
Good.
Boom,
yeah.
So good.
And then the bartender would hit on Kathy
a lot.
Yeah,
and then you would sit there and do the nope.
She would go and order my drink, and then he'd like make her a shot, and as his back was turned. She'd
I had
like,
to pass it to any person I could possibly find. I'm like, here, drink this.
I'd do like I'd sit there
shoot
it.
I've been in situations with you like that, and they do not end well.
Just like, here, drink this. But what he'd do is he'd mix all the girls' drinks, so he'd make them bigger, and so he'd give me a small glass of whatever was left. He's like, here. And I'm like, I can't.
And she had told him 100 times, but it was this old guy who was the bartender.
His name's Larry.
Grill, yeah.
Was he the guy with the big white beard?
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah.
His name's Larry.
I remember that, yeah.
Did you ever play at the Grail?
He bought that. He
fucking
bought
I asked
that
for water
bar for
at
his
that...
son.
What's that?
He bought that bar for his son and then just ended up running it.
I remember like ordering water from him and he took his hose and sprayed me with it. I'm like,
yep, don't order water from Larry.
No.
You're like, I just need.
Like,
so,
I need some water from my friend because she's throwing up.
I need
like...
hydrogen and I need oxygen mixed together. I didn't need it on me, but in a piece of plastic.
Yes,
I need
please.
2/3 of one, 1/3 of the other.
Mix it in a glass, boom.
I mean, like, I think I know you're cute, but I need water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking their stage was dope, though, because he rhino-lined the whole thing.
Yeah.
I think I have only ever seen your band play twice.
You saw me a couple. Anyway, but the Grail, like, rhino-lined the whole stage,
yeah.
So you didn't fucking slip on it.
It was great.
It was, it was really great. And they put a huge ramp up to the fucking stage so you didn't have to, like, carry everything up.
Yeah, because
like,
I remember helping you take all your
stuff
down.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's one of the children calling.
Yeah, no, we
as they do.
I need time to play.
Yeah, that's true.
I was going to say, yeah, I know, because the time.
Yeah. Oh, I'm an adult.
I spent my whole fucking day just trying to put this together.
Yeah. Yeah, my free time has been, even with 2 days off, generally back-to-back, which
isn't it
so
great?
Wonderful.
It's so good.
You don't think you need it until you got it.
No. It's not. This is where it's weird. And it worked when you base it on work hours and all the little nuances between the two jobs. I have less free time working a 40-plus hour job in 5 days with 2 days off.
Yeah, instead of working 30 and 6.
Well, doing like 36, like 30 to 36 hours working 6 days.
Yeah.
I have less time
Well, because, yeah, no, it makes...
But that's the way the hours break up on the days I do work that make me have that less time, which I don't feel I recover on my days off.
Yeah.
In hours, not like in sleep or anything, but just in... There's like, when I open the spag, be done it, or at Joe's, it would be like 3
bag
o'clock.
Part, duh.
Yeah. But I get off at 2:30, grab kale, go home.
Uh-huh.
That gave me all that time. Yeah. Now, just because now that I do have my own route, it is a little different. But initially, it was more difficult because I'm like, I'm not getting done until 4 or 5. I have to get done, then go get Kale from wherever he's at, pick him up, go home, be home by 5:30, 6 o'clock, and then we're up for 2 hours. Okay. An hour of that, like, that's him coming home, doing his homework, all that, and then me just trying to stay awake, get him to bed at 8, and then I'm out by 8:39.
Yeah.
To get up and do it again.
That is essentially my plan. Like, except for you move it back an hour or two, because I start at 8 where you start at like 6.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it's that, and it's so
but
it's
I do work as long as you do, and I pick up the boys in that succession, and I put them down in that succession.
Like, I have to get up at 5, get him up by 5:15, so it gives me 15 minutes to get all my stuff ready, get him ready so we can leave by 5:30 so I can get to work in time. And so I feel like I have less time to, like, read
comics. You gotta do it all in those.
And I'm like...
Speaking of reading comics, I read comics for the first time yesterday. Just sat and read, and it was good.
Ooh. Yeah. Right? What did you read?
Yeah.
The Evil Dead.
Are those good?
Oh, yeah.
I need to read them.
We picked up some books yesterday. One of them's Ash versus Hitler.
Yeah. You still haven't read Court of Owls, have you?
Totally.
Yeah, that's a lie.
Goddamn fucking liar.
Dude, seriously.
That,
like,
is literally
that's
now.
Scott Snyder's best masterpiece, like, period. And is Capullo's.
And
I
that
mean,
was his first part of Batman 52, right?
Yes.
So that makes that 5 years? Because New 52 is 5 years old now.
Yeah, but I got that for Christmas, so it's not 5 years.
Doesn't matter. It's 5 years. Yeah. No, 5 years. And I've had every issue.
And it's the fucking Court of Owls book and mask set.
Yeah.
I know.
I don't even have that.
Kids fucking love the mask, by the way.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah,
you know.
Brownies! Oh, boy.
For those of you who hope Kathy brought brownies down. Oh, sweet. Two brownies. All right, yeah.
I'll grab you one.
Thank you.
Because, you know, I don't read.
Here. Kathy hasn't read her books.
Yep.
And you got her too.
Yeah. Volume 1, Volume 2 of Wonder Woman, brand new 52.
I've had so much extra time on my hands.
I have $132 worth of books that I bought on Friday. That I haven't read, and I still have like 35.
They ended Batman. I like
that. I have $35 other prior books I haven't. So I have like $200 worth of comics I haven't read.
So
not
you don't
counting.
Have kids, you actually have time to read books, because that's what I do.
No, honestly, kids, it's not even that. Read. It really isn't even that.
No?
It's like the first weekend I had off, though, because I had worked Monday through Friday.
Mm-hmm.
I got off. We got done Friday, and my trainer and I, he was trying to go to Seattle, so we rallied our Friday shift.
Yeah.
And I got done. By the time I was coming home, my dad had already grabbed Kale from school. And he'd had him as they do the normal Friday. He goes over there to see his grandpa and all that. So I had nothing. Nothing to do.
Yeah.
So I got home.
Yeah.
And I grabbed beer. And I grabbed my chair and I went out on my porch. And I just drank beer and read comics for
like
4 hours. I just sat there.
Seriously.
Yeah. And just read comics and just got lost in time. And I got caught up. I finished off the Superman being depowered, getting his power back stuff. The Batman Superman stuff where they fight the alien thingy, and then they're like, Batman's like, I'm Batman, I'm Batgod, I know things, good Batman.
Yeah.
And he does a thing, and it was really good, and then the Kryptonian guy dies, and it was kind of sad. I'm like, that's actually a really good story. And then all my stuff. And I was good. That was like 6 weeks ago. That is the last time that I have sat and read comics.
I had an hour yesterday. Whole hour. I read comic books. I got up 6 times to help other people learn those comic books.
Yep.
I had to help her grandpa. I had to do something with the boys, and then I went back. And I had to do something with the boys, and I went back.
I get really frustrated, but in a way that's like...
But that's the time I had to read comics, yeah, Chris.
No, I feel you. But it's like... It's, for me, that is my mom moment. That's what that's like for me. When I'm reading, and you guys know this. You haven't had it, you're not around me when I read. Like, Kathy and I have hung out when we were waiting for him to get off work.
Yeah.
And when they just had their apartment, we just read. That's cool. I read Fight Club sitting in a tree at their old apartment. And she was sitting down reading her stuff. Not a word was spoken. We just hung out and read.
That's like, that's what friends do, though. Like, you don't need to have that.
I just remember reading Fight Club sitting in a tree.
That's cool.
When I would be at Joe's and I'm waiting to clock on, or I'm on my break, or I'm getting off and waiting for Justin.
Yeah.
If I'm sitting and reading, the newer people would come up, excuse me, and try to talk to me. And they would be like, Chris, blah, 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 work, work, work. And then I apparently have a look. No, I don't do that. I have a look.
Okay. You don't do the hand.
I can't obviously see the look, but I apparently have a look that is genuine, silent, angry black guy.
Ooh.
That when I look, said look, it's a, oh, you're busy. And then they walk away. Because I look up at you, because I'll be reading, but I look up at you like you were literally being an inconvenience to me. Because you are. Like, I can translate you're inconveniencing me to an expression, but it only works when I'm reading.
Whereas, one of us would be off at the same, like, waiting to clock on with Chris, or just clocked off. The other one's working, would come out to talk to the two of them. You wouldn't talk to Chris, you would talk to Justin, or Justin would talk to me. Because we knew Chris was doing the shit.
When I'm reading, I'm really fucking reading.
Yeah. And we understood that.
And then they would pull the, well, Chris isn't listening. And they go, I am. I'm listening to everything.
And or we would say something, and he was kind of listening, and he turned his head, and that's the dumbest fucking thing I've heard.
Yeah, I would look at Justin with the look I give him, because then I'm like, now you're inconveniencing me, because I'm reading, and it's distracted me enough because it's so fucking stupid. And then I'd go back to reading.
Oh, my great. Picture when you call me is you reading and eating an apple.
Because that's all I ever want to do.
I know, right?
That's it. I go to Grocery Outlet now and buy like 3 bags and fill my lunchbox full of apples. I just eat apples all day.
Yeah. Wait, what?
No, that's it for real. Like, I go to Grocery Outlet.
Like a favorite kind of apple? That's like what
I
was
going to like. I like green and Fuji.
Yeah, green.
And that's it. And I just fill up my lunchbox
green
with apples.
Gross.
Yeah.
Says Hitler.
Jack likes them.
I fill up my lunchbox. Like, that's all that's in there. Like, when I bring it in, it says human organs. It's awesome.
I love that.
It's just full of apples. Right. And then what I do is, like, every stop, like, on my way to a stop, I can eat an apple. I can eat a whole apple in 3 minutes between two close stops. Like, the Safeway and Rosar's right here.
Yeah.
Straight through with no red light, I can eat an entire apple from store to store.
Yeah.
Do this job, you got, because that's the only time you eat. Because you don't, when you take your break, you just clock off and keep working.
Yep.
So, yeah, you get a half an hour, but that half hour could be an hour worth of work you could have gotten done and got off earlier. That's how I look at it. So,
I
just drive and I'd eat and I drive and I eat. In between each store is a whole apple, and I just crush it. And then I'm mad because there's some stores, like if it's like a 15-minute drive or there's traffic, I'm just like gnawing at what's left of an apple. But you could tell if, like, it's my store if I park there, because there's apple cores. All between all the stores in my parking spot, because I just open the door and drop it out the door. Yeah, and they just sit there.
Well, hey, it's edible. I mean, it's
eco. It's going to decompose. A person pick it up.
It's not like I'm just dropping plastic into the ground. Yeah. Fuck the world, one stop at a time.
That's how I litter. If it decomposes or an animal's going to pick it up in 2 seconds.
It's going out the door.
Yeah, nope,
out
it's totally
the fucking
gone.
Window. Banana peel, stickers off.
There is something to be said, though, about throwing an apple or dropping an apple out of your window on the highway and just watching that thing at 60
just bounce.
Go,
turn into applesauce real quick.
It hits and just goes, and you're just like, that's kind of awesome.
I've left a lot of apple cores along Bigelow Gulch. Like
that right, just toss them out. I love these fucking apples. Apples, books, that's it. That's all I ever want.
Now, do you have, like, a pre-cut apple where you can cut them up in slices, or you just eat
just
apples?
The whole apple.
Just go through apples.
That's fair.
That's it. Just me,
cool.
Apples.
Nice.
Like, yeah, if you have the picture of me and an apple and reading, that's basically a good day for me.
Yeah, it's when you were reading The God Delusion.
Yeah.
And you were getting shit on the bus from every fucking person on it.
Yeah, because prior to finding the glory that is Audible, that I would have my books. I still get books and stuff now, but the time to read them is... non-existent.
It's easier to listen to a book.
Yeah, and that's all I listen to now. Like, that's all I'm doing when I'm driving around and in stores. Like, oh, what are you listening to? I'm insert artist here. And I'm like, not listen to a book called Super Gods.
It's like, you know, I listen to the mystical scores of, like, you know, weird movies and shit.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, yeah, what do you listen to? And I'm like, oh, I was like, you know, Steve Jabanowski and da da da. And they're like, they had their, like, their mouth open just a little bit. Like,
yeah, they do, like,
yeah,
like, what do I say
like,
to this?
Like, you don't have to say anything. You can say, oh, that's it. Like,
That's cool. Yeah, mine is they're like, oh, I'm listening to this. Most of the guys, though, they're like talking to each other, like 16-year-old girls on their phones all day.
They're
talking to anyone?
Girls.
Yeah.
So
fuck,
bad.
For real.
That's seriously
and they're,
so bad.
And they'll sit there like, oh, who are you talking to? I'm like, I'm not talking to anybody. I'm listening to a book. And they're like, oh, what do you listen to? Like, Brief History of the World. What? Yeah, it's an audio book. It's like 15 hours long. And they're like, and they're just like, learning? Yeah.
Their brains are going to explode. Seriously.
Yeah, I'm just like, you know, I need to feel like I'm being productive. And if I get lost in my head, I had my headphones die one time because I didn't charge them the night before. I don't do well being lost in my head. And I get so frustrated with the rest of the world. And I'm like, holy fuck, you're all stupid. And none of you have anything good to say. And I hate you all. And I'm like, I can just listen to a book. And I can feel like something is being done as progress. Yeah. I get edgy as shit when it's silent.
I took Grandpa to the library. And this old lady was checking out books on CD, and he's like, they do that? And he just like stopped and like looked at him.
He saw that first world realization.
Like, what is this? And she's witchcraft. Like, it's a book on CD. They do that? Like, that's awesome. Oh, I just brought my grandpa to the library.
And it's still 2 decades behind in terms of like the modern
right?
thing. Like mine streamed to my phone digitally.
Them. Oh, yeah. You should see his phone though.
Is it like the cool work phones that the flip phone?
He's got a slider, but it slides
it
sideways.
It doesn't slide. It opens.
Oh, yeah.
And it has a whole keyboard. But he doesn't text. But he thought he needed to have the whole keyboard so that if he ever did text, he didn't have to push
the buttons.
Whole
QWERTY?
Yeah, so he's got
a whole
QWERTY.
Is it the Envy?
It's an old Verizon phone, and now Verizon doesn't service it, but
it's
he's all mad about it.
It's gotta be the Envy. Yeah.
And it's about
silver?
This thick. Yep, it's silver.
Envy.
That's the Envy.
That's Envy.
He used
Envy
to have an orange
one. It runs Android
it's
1.
It's so bad.
Fuck, that's so
he
bad.
He doesn't know how to get messages
so
on
before
cool.
they start
cool.
naming it after cakes and cookies.
No, that,
and
that
ice
was
cream.
Android 1.1 that ran that. That was one of their flagship phones initially.
When I was with that phone. I told them he should just replace it.
Yeah. No,
he doesn't like that idea.
Who is not to be named. That was her phone. And I got the iPhone on my plan and stuff. And she's like, your phone's a lot cooler than mine. I'm like, I fucking know it is.
Right?
I don't need no fucking key.
I'm envious of my iPhone.
I'm fancy as fuck.
Yeah, so we introduced Grandpa to books on CD.
You should get him a fucking...
We'd like an update next week.
Yeah. Would you guys introduce him to a DVR? Recorded television?
No,
witchcraft.
See, he had to suffer through that with the boys all week.
Oh, yeah. The boys watch their TV.
Yeah.
That just throws
him
for
they
a
win
loop.
Like toddlers do.
Yep.
And get to watch their TV.
And he's
kind
of frustrated by it. And then
he's
I
so
watched hockey yesterday.
It. Yeah. He's all right with that.
He seemed kind of relieved because it wasn't fucking people singing over here and then learning your other shit over here.
That's why with Kale, like, I would just throw it on Sprout. Because at least it would cycle through stuff. And then that was it. And I just leave it on. And after a point, I tune it out. But I'll be real. I fucking love Kipper.
I love Kipper.
It's Frasier for kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm just that.
I love Kipper.
I love to smoke and watch Kipper. Because it's a show. It's done the way they do. Like, like when you're reading an old kid's book and it's like white, a rough rim, and then like. It's like kind of a
oh, that's what drives me nuts about Caillou, dude.
That's how Kipper is like done, but it's not irritating. Yeah. So you get this, it's calming. It's a very, he talks like this, and everything's chill as fuck.
Whoa.
I'm
smoke
Kipper.
And watch Kipper, and your parents could die. It could be the end of
the
world, and you're going to go.
Kipper's great.
You're like.
And Tiger.
Yeah, and Tiger. And
I love Tiger.
And he's like hey, he's Tiger. And he's like, what's up, Kipper? And they're basically high themselves. They're all high as kites.
Pretty
and you're
high.
Just like, right?
Let's go to the
and that's
party
all you
today.
Like, right? The whole time.
High go. And English.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're polite English. They're the English the way your brain sees the UK.
It's like a Michael Caine English. Like
it is. It's Michael Caine English, where it's proper. And it's so relaxing.
Tangerine.
Yep, it is. I love the whole thing. And you're just like, this makes my, like.
It's the same reason why I like Sarah and Duck.
See, I haven't seen anything new since we moved, so 3 years. So
Sarah and Duck's pretty
good. I don't like watching anything. Anytime it's like on at Dad's, I'm like, nope, these are not the people. These are not my Morning Sprout people.
Right, I
this
know.
This is different, and I fear change.
I know, I'm sad.
Like, when we were
moving,
like, no! They got rid of the one girl. She had kind of curly, bouncy hair.
Yeah.
And they replaced her.
No, she's still there.
Well, no, she left, and they put a guy on.
Yeah.
And
one of them, yeah.
Like, it was like 3 years ago, like 2-3 years ago. And it was like right before we moved, and they changed it. Like, this is so-and-so's last week. So they did like a special thing for him. And then they put this guy on. And even Kale was like, who is this guy?
Oh,
who the fuck does he think
Jack
he is?
Freak.
What the fuck is this shit?
Jack freaked out, too. He was not happy.
I'm just sitting there, I'm like, this is not my peoples. I am used to seeing the same four people. The one chick with the glasses, way hot. Like, in a weird way. Like, hot for teacher
kinda
hot.
Kind of like Jessica Rabbit kind of thing?
No. She's like hot for teacher hot.
Like,
you shouldn't find her hot because she's teaching children.
She's like Marianne hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, she's hot, but you're like, it's like the girl next door, but then it's like, or what's the one with Freddie Prinze Jr.? Can hardly wait, right?
She's all that?
Shit. She's all that.
Yeah.
It's that, where she's all super nerdy, but you know if those glasses come off, she just goes, and you're like, unicorn.
Unicorn.
That one. Get her one. Unicorn. She's that hot, and it was like, I'm confused that I find her attractive, and she's teaching my kid colors. It was weird.
And talking to a stuffed chicken.
Yeah, and talking to like, it's real. Like, a wholeheartedly, like, right, Chica? And it's like, right, bitch? I mean, quack. It was die for. I'd love to see the outtake of that show.
Car.
Right, bitch?
Quack.